Blog Talk Radio.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move. Reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
What's up? My name is Stephen Knight. You're listening to The Stephen Knight Show. My name is Stephen Knight, and welcome to the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. I'd like to thank you again for joining us tonight. We have another great show for you. As always, we'll be discussing the latest in entertainment news, Ron's perspective on what's going on in sports, fashion, and the latest movie reviews. Now, we all know the summer is right around the corner, and for many of us, we're trying to get our bodies prepared to hit the beach and get fit to fit in those summer clothes. Well, tonight we'll be talking to a guy who helped me turn my body around last year. You definitely don't want to miss that. For me, what was life-changing information. Then we'll be discussing our question of the day. We want you to participate, so make sure that you call in and give us your opinion. The number is 718-664-6543. Again, 718-664-6543. But first, Ms. Parker, how are you doing tonight?
What's going on, Steve-O?
How you doing?
I am feeling okay. I've had a rough week this week of getting my workout on. I haven't been able to complete a workout. It's like my body is... it's telling me to stop. Excited about the show. I'm glad to have a real professional telling me and giving me workout tips because Steve is the unofficial workout
I'm not
professional.
Official, right?
The unofficial trainer at work.
Uncertified.
He's uncertified. He's always going around telling people what to eat and what workout they need to do. So I'm really excited to get a real professional on tonight.
Well, I'm so excited because, you know, last year when I came across the information we'll talk about later in the show, it really helped me change the way that I worked out, the way I ate and everything. And so I was just excited to spread the love to everyone else around me.
And you were still excited because you're still harassing us to work.
I sure do. Well, listen, you have a big week coming up next week, right?
Yes, yeah, next week is my birthday week. What
are you doing to celebrate?
I started last weekend. What's the last weekend? Yeah, I started last weekend. You know, I celebrate the whole month of March, and then
yeah.
Pisces start on February 19th, so I kind of started a little early.
You started a little good.
I am planning to have a party on Thursday night or at least go out, you know, with some friends and then heading to New York. So I probably won't be able to do the show next week. I don't know. Have you found a backup?
Yeah, I don't know. You already told me. You already told me. We'll work something out.
All right. I won't leave you hanging.
But if nothing else, I want you to have a great birthday because, you know, you definitely deserve it.
Thank you.
Anything else going on this weekend? You're doing something tomorrow, aren't you?
I am actually running a 5K. So, this works perfectly, the whole fitness show, because I'm doing my first 5K. Tomorrow I run every day, but I haven't done a race yet. So I'm doing it for charity. It's for a charity that does an after school program for Latino kids in the Buckhead area. So I think that'll be pretty cool. It's my first one, and I hope I'll be able to make it. My body is really sore and not really participating, but I'm still. If I have to walk it, I will.
you'll get through it. I'm sure you will, because you're a person who's determined. You know, so you'll get through it.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well,
hopefully you'll be able to do the next one with me.
Yeah, next time. After tomorrow, I'll be looking at venues. I'm putting together a showcase, a music showcase. So I'll be looking at venues tomorrow, dealing with that all day tomorrow. So, you know, it has to get done.
Okay.
But as you know, at the Stephen Knight Show, our mission is to bring you the latest in entertainment news, sports, interviews, fashion, of course, music. We want the show to be very interactive. We want to hear from you.
Make sure to like us on Facebook. We appreciate your continued support. You know, listen to us every Friday. We really appreciate your feedback. You know, we've gotten a lot of feedback, text message, Facebook. We really appreciate you. So make sure to like us on Facebook, The Stephen Knight Show. Follow us on Twitter, The Stephen Knight Show, S-H-O. Each and every Friday, as you may already know, we post a question of the day. We really appreciate your feedback. You've been participating in the question of the day, and we really, really appreciate your opinions and your feedback. So thanks again.
Well, today our question of the day is, what would you do if you knew that a close friend or family member was in an abusive relationship? That's a good question, I thought.
That was a really good question. And, you know, as I posted on Facebook, when I first moved out here, I worked with someone who, you know, we became pretty close, and she was in an abusive relationship. And, you know, all you can do, like Tammy said, you know, Tammy and Kirk on Facebook, who we also work with, she made a good point, is to educate the person and let them know that they have options. And, you know, I could not keep my mouth shut. So, you know, I told her that she did not deserve that, and that she had other options, and that she didn't have to be in the situation. But, you know, a lot of people on Facebook were saying that it's the person's choice. Like, they have to get to the point where they want to get out of it, and I definitely agree with that.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I'm interested to hear what everyone has to say, so make sure you go on Facebook and Twitter and let us know what you think, and we'll be right back.
Do I get stress headaches at work? Yes, definitely. From the moment I get in, it's, Denise, we need this, Denise, we need that, which is stressful because my name is Linda. Denise is the other black woman that works here. By 10 a.m., someone in the copy room makes a joke about Kobe Bryant, and everyone looks at me to make sure it's okay. And I smile like it's okay, but really, my head and neck are starting to throb. Then I spend the rest of the afternoon training my interns and answering their questions like, yes, black people use shampoo, and no, I don't know any good reggae clubs around here, and yes, Condoleezza Rice is very articulate. Why do you sound so surprised? And no, I can't tell you where to buy weed. And that's when I reach for Excedrin. New Excedrin for racial tension headaches. Excedrin RT works fast, taking me from, oh, no, you didn't, to I wish a mother would.
Excedrin for racial tension headaches. Fast relief for hundreds of years of nagging pain.
For these just tuning in, you're listening to the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. So, Michelle, what's going on entertainment this week?
Entertainment had a big week, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I agree.
So I think the biggest story of the week is the whole Charlie Sheen thing. I was watching the Today Show this morning, and I'm sorry, I think I'm a little under the weather, so excuse
That's
me,
okay.
people. But I was watching the Today Show and heard a few clips of his radio interview. He has completely lost it.
I didn't hear the interview. I just called. They had canceled the show. But what happened?
So he called into a radio station. Apparently, the radio station or the host of the radio show is a friend of his. So he calls in, and he's going off, and he's telling the guy that he's in the Bahamas with three porn stars. And his ex-wife, I guess, apparently went up there to see him and ended up leaving because, you know, he had some porn stars with him.
Yeah.
And, you know, he said that he got himself clean and that being in AA and rehab is nothing but sissies. And, like, he's just going off, and then he's like he's going to beat up the CEO or president of the station that his show is on, you know, 2.5 Men. I mean, making $2 million an episode or something.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
A lot of money.
Why would you? He was making a lot of money. So, anyways, after all that came out, you know, he's going off on the rampage, and he decided to cancel the show for the rest of the season. And so he was like, he's going to find another station, you know, he's going to go to HBO and do his own show. So he just, I mean, he is completely lost it. He sent an email to TMZ talking about how, you know, if he sees the guy in the streets. And, I mean, just has completely lost it. So I wish him well, but when you're making that much money.
Wasn't he in rehab?
Yeah, he left rehab. You know, he said that he's going to get himself clean and that he's not on anything right now, but he's certainly not acting like he's clean. So, I have to listen to the complete because, you know, it's on YouTube. I have to listen to the complete. tape because I heard it's hilarious. But it's running out of joking matters. You know, like he needs to really get help. But
addiction is a very like it's a disease, and
it definitely is.
And it takes people like I was watching not to go off subject, but I was watching Oprah the other night, and Courtney Cox's ex-husband or extreme husband, whatever, he was on there, and apparently he just got out of rehab 2 weeks ago, and he was just talking about the process, you know, of how it takes. It's not just like you go to rehab, okay, I'm clean. It's really like a day-to-day for years to come process. So I hope the best for Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, it's an everyday thing, you know. It becomes a lifestyle being clean. So, yeah, I do as well. He has, you know, young children, so I hope everything works out for him that end. Speaking of the media, so Keisha Cole, I know Keisha Cole hasn't been in the scene for a while, but
yeah.
I kind of thought it was interesting, but I guess she went off on media takeout. Now, it used to go on media takeout, but I think they have some kind of virus on their website, so I try not to go on there because my laptop is like, my laptop always has issues not getting off that site. So, anyways, apparently they posted cell phone pictures on their website and said it was pictures of Keisha Cole and it was nude pictures. So she went off on Twitter or whatever, and she said that, you know, they need to post the address where they are. I don't know. I guess threatened. So she's upset. Yeah, you remember the old Keisha Cole that came out?
You know what I'm saying? The first album.
she gonna go up there with Frankie and out.
Oh no.
You know, I kind of wanted to talk about that because Keisha is my girl. When she first came out, I was like, who is this good thing? But, you know, she's really
grown
on me.
She really has.
So I kind of wanted to talk about that.
That's crazy.
What about Fantasia not going to the Grammys? Did you hear anything about that?
God. I did. You know, she banned or decided not to go to Grammys because she was not selected to do the Aretha Franklin tribute. You remember Christina Aguilera?
That is such a diva move.
But the thing is, okay, so she decided not to go to the Grammys. She never won a Grammy. She was nominated for a Grammy. She boycotted the Grammys, and she won. So she was not there to accept her very first Grammy because she decided to do that. And Aretha Franklin released a statement basically just saying that, you know, she loves Fantasia and that, you know, she appreciates her wanting to be part of the tribute, but you're too young in your career to be pulling these kind of moves.
Exactly.
And
that's such a diva move, you know. And what did she win a Grammy for?
I think it was something about R&B vocal performance or something like that, best with R&B
vocal performance. So now she just missed out on her moment of going
on
stage.
She missed out on her first Grammy, because of that. And what Aretha Franklin said was, I don't think it was like they intentionally did not select Fantasia. You know, and that Fantasia has performed on numerous, at least two or three
tributes to her.
She said that, you know, this is not the time to really to do that, you know.
No, I definitely agree. I mean, I would not expect that from Fantasia. But, you know, I guess people have their own, you know, reasons for doing things.
Yeah.
So I really don't get that at all. Speaking of performances, did you see Rihanna on the All-Star?
I turned.
Okay, I like
Lisa
Riri, though. I really do.
I like
she has a flag, and she's so pretty. But that voice, I could have done a better job.
You know, she is someone who is a huge star in terms of the world of music and fashion. And she makes great, I think she has a great team behind her. They have great songs that fit her voice. She has a great image and whatnot. But live, I can't deal with it.
I just could not believe how horrible she sounded. I was like, what on earth? And I mean, she didn't look polished at all. Like, she didn't even try.
She's always like that.
No rehearsal or anything.
If you watch her anytime live, she does the same move. She doesn't sound that great to me live. But, you know, but she's a great artist. Don't get me wrong.
They should never compare her to Beyonce. It's like she doesn't put any effort, and Beyonce works her butt off to make sure she gets a good show, no matter what it is. And
Names love her. She's successful, so.
I mean, that live performance was not it. So apparently Donald Trump is upset with her because she was supposed to be performing at one of his events.
Yep.
Getting paid $500,000 an hour.
An hour.
Yeah, they told the promoters that she was sick and had to cancel. And but she showed up at the All-Star and performed there.
Yeah, he said Donald Trump said that she, at the last minute, she was in some charity he has every year, and she was supposed to perform. They had everything prepared. Like you said, $500,000 an hour, and she canceled at the last minute. They had to bring in Jennifer Hudson, and, you know, of course, she went on and Rihanna went on and performed at the All-Star Game halftime show. And what Donald Trump said was that it was an embarrassment to him and for herself because people were looking forward to her being there. She wasn't there. But he said no sweat loss because Jennifer Hudson is a better vocalist anyway, and she put on a great show. So,
I mean,
you know,
he may be right. He may be right. Everything happens for a reason. If people at the charity would have been surely disappointed with that performance.
I know.
Okay, I know this last one is not entertainment, but I wanted to talk about it anyways. Have you heard about the billboard in New York, the anti-abortion billboard?
Yeah.
Now, I did some research like years back. I believe it was for a paper I was writing when I was back in college about African-American being the number one. African American women are like the number one, to have abortions, because their pregnancies seem to be unplanned. Anyway, so there was an pro-life anti-abortion billboard in New York City that has a picture of a little girl, and it says the most dangerous place for an African American is in the womb. So it's pretty much saying that, you know, for a child, like, you pretty much don't have a chance because you're never even born. So the baby, the little girl that's on the billboard, her mother is saying that she wants the picture taken down because she never gave permission for that picture to be placed up there. Apparently, she took her kids to a modeling agency years ago, and they took pictures of her kids, so she signed a release. So the company is saying that it's legit and they're going to keep it up. And so what are your thoughts about, like, the billboard issue, period?
I thought the billboard, you know, a lot of people calling it racist and they're calling it insensitive. You know, obviously abortion is a sensitive topic, but so is racism. And anytime you try to make a point using both of those things, I think you can't expect a good outcome, you know.
I think the billboard is, you know, it's a fact. And I think everyone is entitled to their opinion, no matter how ignorant their opinion may be. So
I agree.
I may not agree to it. Like, I tell people, I'm not for abortion. I wouldn't do it personally, but I wouldn't look down on somebody who would do it because, like, it's not my place to tell somebody, if they can take care of a child or not, you know? But I think the billboard is just stating the fact that, you know, as long as it's not, my only issue is, if it's religious-driven, I have an issue with it. But if it's just, you know, a billboard by people who are concerned, people who have their opinions or whatever in general, then, I mean, of course they should get permission from the parents to use, you know, the child's picture. But I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Yeah, I think the biggest issue here is, because, you know, we have freedom of speech, but I think the biggest issue here is using a child, you know, a child who did not know this or they're signing on to do.
I definitely
because
agree.
Because you're speaking for that child and their family, and that's not what they
So, I definitely agree. Well, that is it for entertainment for this week.
Well, you know, Oscars are here this Sunday, and I think that we have some stuff to talk about with TK. TK, you there?
Yes, sir.
So, Oscars this Sunday. Excited?
Oscars are this Sunday. I am excited. Some good movies came out in the past year. For once, I'm thoroughly pleased with the lineup that they have. I just recently saw 127 Hours, and earlier this year I saw Winter's Bone. And those are the last two that I had to review for the season. So they were both good. They were both excellent. Winter's Bone is about a meth family. The father is a meth cooker. And basically he gets locked up and he skips out on bail on the whole family. And yeah, exactly. Sounds like Pookie and them down the street, right? The daughter actually is trying to keep the family together, and she's the one that goes on a manhunt to try to find the father to bring him back home so they can keep their house. Very, very riveting movie. Very good. Came out as an independent, so it was kind of a surprise. And 127 Hours, of course, is really, really good. It's based on a true story about the guy that gets caught in a cavern in the desert. don't know if you guys seen the previews to that or anything, but he was actually trapped for 127 hours, and he does a video journal. Say that again?
That's not the one that got caught in the clip, is it? Like on
yeah,
the
exactly.
Oh, it is that one? Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, just the fact
you know,
that it's based on a true story, I wouldn't have flocked to see that.
I'm sorry, what's that?
I said, you know, just because it's based on a true story, you know, I ran to go see that one because,
yeah,
you know, I love watching
yeah.
true stories. And it was pretty good, you know, especially with it being, you know, based on a true story. But what I'm more interested in is, you know, they also have James Franco doing hosting of the Oscars as well. So I'm wondering if politics
oh, wow.
are going to play in there at all.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll
That'll
see.
Be interesting.
So we have 10 films, Black Swan, The Fighter, Inception, The Kids Are All Right, The King's Speech, 127 Hours, The Social Network, Toy Story 3, True Grit, Winner's Bone, and Blue Valentine. My two big leads are going to be True Grit and The King's Speech. Those are going to be the big winners.
Wow. Yeah, well, you know, The King's Speech is getting rave reviews. Everyone's
that
saying
is
that
an excellent,
music.
Excellent.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
So
wow.
We'll see. Do you have any favorites?
You know, I have to admit I haven't really been a movie buff this year. But I hear a lot about The King's Speech. I hear about the one with Mark Wahlberg. Which one was that called?
The Fighter.
The Fighter, yeah, The Fighter. I heard a lot about that. So we'll definitely see what happens on Sunday, and then you know, next week we'll see what you are right, if you're right about your prediction.
We will see.
Well, we appreciate you again this week, and look forward to seeing if you're right or not. Okay.
TK, are you going to be staying on to listen to the fitness guy?
Oh yes, you know I am, and you know
yeah.
you didn't call.
You know we were going back and forth.
Either. We have to talk.
I know.
You
I think
know,
we're
I fight
both
the inner fat boy all the time.
Sure, no, so am I. But I think it would be helpful to. His advice would be helpful
yeah,
tonight.
Definitely.
Good,
I just
want
to shout out to Joyce Eddings. You know, she did see me out at the movie theaters, and she did buy me some popcorn. So
you
thank you, Joyce. Yes,
you bought
me some
popcorn.
Yes,
okay, well, don't try to finish telling
you. You need to lay
there.
Down that pop. Yeah, lay off that popcorn a little bit.
I know, right? I can't help it, though.
It's good. Movie popcorn, yeah.
Right? I can write it off as a tax thing, you know, getting fat for, you know, for my work.
Okay. Well, thanks again, man, and you have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Well, Michelle, you know, All-Star Weekend just passes by. We have trades going on. It's crazy.
Yeah,
Aaron.
I know. I'm sorry. Hey, Aaron.
Hello. Everybody.
A lot to talk about.
A lot of trades. Well, first of all, All-Star Weekend was great. I actually thought
it was
actually one of the better All-Star Weekends that I've seen personally within the last 10 years. It was really good.
Well, I understand the ratings were really high this year too as well. This is the most watched All-Star game, All-Star dunk contest. You know, I heard it was like the most watched in a while as well.
Oh yeah, it was awesome from like Friday all the way until Sunday evening. I mean, it was just phenomenal. It was actually really good for the NBA. Just great.
Yeah, good.
Anyway,
yeah, like that.
With that being said, what about Carmelo Anthony becoming a Knick?
He can't even look right in the jersey.
He don't does. He right.
But I will say I'd rather him see him with a Knick jersey than a Nets. Because who gets traded to New Jersey?
Yes. Parker, I actually called that last week, didn't I? I said I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but, you know, toot. Man. But, yeah, he's a Nick, and I think it's going to take him a couple of, I'd say maybe like a week for them to really get used to each other. But Knicks are definitely
going to
be.
Didn't they lose last night?
Huh?
I think they lost last night to my Celtics.
Oh yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
Speaking of Celtics though, yeah.
Oh God.
Celtics lost Perkins.
I don't understand that trade. I was very upset.
Yeah, I saw on Facebook. Michelle didn't like that one. That's her team.
I mean, Perkins be mugging the whole time, but still.
But didn't he have a lot of injuries?
I mean, he's a big guy. And the season is super long, so I mean injuries going to be there. But
I mean it was definitely a business move. I don't think it was anything personal. So,
what do you mean? How so?
Well, Perkins was loved. I mean, from what I've seen on SportsCenter, Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce are just like really sad by the trade. I mean, very sad. Like that was one of their brothers, but they were really emotional over him being
that
traded.
That whole team is really close, though.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I mean by I don't think it was personal. I don't think like one liked him and like nobody, you know. I don't think it was like they want him to go.
I definitely agree.
Negative energy. Yeah, I think it was just a business decision.
Someone said we were talking. I mean, at the barbershop today at work, everyone was talking about the trades. And someone said that Boston, instead of focusing on the now, they focused on a couple years from now. And they think that they should have been living in the moment. They should be living in the moment because the team is older. They should be living in the moment and focus on what we can accomplish now. What do you think?
Oh yeah. I think that Boston should have actually kept Perkins because Boston is a team that's older, and I think that they really rely on like pieces of a puzzle, and if you take one piece off the puzzle, it messes up the puzzle.
Yeah.
And I think in a way, this is kind of going to mess up their chemistry a little bit. You know, even though Perkins wasn't. It's like even though Perkins wasn't the best player on the team, he was still a guy that actually could play really good defense, get you rebounds, get you block shots.
He was a good team player that worked for what he, for his position, he worked. You know what I mean? He didn't need a big guy.
He was a role player.
Let me ask you a question, Aaron. Did you see the game with the Heat and the Bulls last night?
Love that game. Oh, Derrick Rose, I'm telling you.
Well, let me ask you a question. They were talking about this on the SportsCenter today. What did you think about LeBron taking the game-winning shot?
Absolutely. I mean, that's why he's there. Yeah.
Okay. They said that he should have passed it on, and that he's not really a great outside shooter, and the shot was forced. It didn't even hit the rim. I mean, so what do you think about that?
Wow. I mean, LeBron has made game winning 3-point shots before. He actually made them in the playoffs. For the Cavaliers, numerous times he can make that shot. It's not like he cannot make that shot.
He just
missed it. He just missed the shot.
I thought they were blown out of proportion because no one always hits the game winning shot. As a star player, your job is to take that shot.
Right, exactly. So, Kobe missed game winning shots. So, I mean, it happens. It happens.
Right,
it happens.
Right, yeah.
It happens.
Right.
But yeah, absolutely. That's why he's there. Have him shoot the shot, definitely. I'm paying him too much money not to shoot the shot.
Not to shoot the shot, right. Because if he were passing, can you imagine the backlash from that?
he thought he passed the ball all year. So he did the right thing.
And
it didn't happen. It didn't win.
It didn't happen, but you don't hit them all, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And also, Derrick Rose, I'm sorry, Derrick Rose has my vote for MVP. He is amazing. He is a great point guard. His shooting is improved. Yes, he is. Derrick Rose, yes. Derrick Rose for the Bulls, yes. Yes.
Wow.
I just have to mention this. His jump shot is much improved, and I think that's partly thanks to his agent, former Bulls all-star point guard, B.J. Armstrong. So I just had a little shout-out to B.J.
BJ, BJ.
Yes, BJ.
Well, you used to play for the Bulls. Yeah.
Just played for the Bulls back in the 90s, yes.
Yep. In the Jordan days.
Exactly. Clutch 3-point shooter, BJ, yes.
Well, are you excited about March Madness coming around the corner?
I am.
And that's March
15th,
is that right?
March 15th.
Okay.
14th, 15th, one of those, yeah.
We'll be looking out for that. And we definitely appreciate your perspective. I thought we had a lot to talk about today, and I'm sure continue as the season comes closer and closer to the playoffs and, of course, March Madness. So thanks again for that, okay?
No problem.
All right.
Thanks, Ron.
Take care.
It's time for my favorite segment. Hey, Ginevra.
Hey, everybody. What's going
on?
Hey, girl. You had me going crazy last week.
I know I did. Yeah, I was going crazy
myself.
Three
pairs of shoes later.
Girl, I think I bought like three pairs of boots. Yeah, I made a big mistake last week. But I'm moving on, and that's going to be a bet. This week is going to be better. So,
well,
yeah.
I got my pen and paper ready. What's going on this week?
Okay, well, I wanted to tell you guys about this really, really great website that I've come across. And I don't know if you've heard of it. It's called Scout Mob. And if you haven't heard of it, this is like one of the best things that sliced bread. Okay, so basically the concept of Scout Mob is that they, of course, bring you coupons and discounts, but it's not like Groupon or Living Social because you don't have to pay for it. Really, all you have to do is just go to scoutmob.com, and they send you, like, all types of deals, like you can get 50% off of a restaurant meal, you can get 50% off of clothes, like I think last week they had a coupon out where you got 50% off of this boutique that I absolutely love in North Carolina and in Georgia, and it's called Fabric, and you got 50% off of your entire purchase just because you signed up with Scout Mob. So basically all you have to do is go to scoutmob.com. They go out there and they find deals, and they have daily deals for you. They go out there and they find the deals, and all you have to do is sign up on their email list, and if you see something that you like, text it to yourself from the computer, and then that pretty much serves as your coupon, and
wow.
It's completely free, so you don't have to pay for it like you would have to pay for it with like Groupon or anything. So I absolutely love Scout Mob, and I signed up for their daily deal. So that's something that you might want to do. And like I said, they have like restaurants, they have social outings, they have clothing boutiques, all types of things. And, you know, it's not just in Atlanta. I mean, you have it in, like, all the, like, major cities across the U.S. So that's something you might want to check out. Yeah.
I
and it's not
will
just
be
for women. You need to. I knew you'd love that, Ms. Parker, because they have and this week, I think today's deal is a deal off of the store called Pieces. And it is like it's a home store. It's a home goods store. And you can get 50% off your entire purchase at Pieces.
That is
so
awesome.
Yeah. So they have all types of things on there. So you just have to sign up for their daily deals. And if you like it, send it to your phone. And they even have apps for like the Droid and the iPhone. Now, of course, I'm waiting for it for the BlackBerry because that's what I have. But they have it for the Droid and the BlackBerry. I'm sorry, the Droid and the iPhone. So that might be something. If you guys out there have an iPhone or an old stupid Droid, you might want to go sign up for the app. Hopefully they'll be getting something for the BlackBerry really, really soon. So the next thing I wanted to tell you guys about is the I'm not sure if you know about how Target, like, teams up with all of these high-end fashion designers and they produce these lines. Well, they're celebrating 5 years of doing this. They've been doing this for 5 years, and it's like a concept that's really taken off. And, you know, they're bringing, like, these high-end designers to the masses, you know, at actually affordable prices. Well, what they're doing now, just to celebrate 5 years of success, they've gone back and they've gotten 17 17 of their designers, and I mean, it's designers like Zac Posen and Rodart, and I can go on and on. Anyway, they've teamed up with these designers again, and they're producing 34 dresses. And these dresses are going to be in Target stores across the country on March 14th through April 10th. And of course, after that time, anything that's left over, they reduce the clearance. So that might be something that you want to check out because I've already seen a preview, and there are a couple pieces that I want to add to my collection. Of course, you already know that, but like that might be a good little birthday present for us, Ms. Parker, because and the prices are really, really reasonable. They start out at $24, and they only go up to $45. So it's not going to be too bad at all. So it's definitely something I can afford. And I was out there scouting the sales, and there aren't really too many. There aren't really too many good sales out there, but there is one that I wanted to share with you guys, and it's the Limited. Now, I don't know if you've heard me talking about them before, but I absolutely love the Limited. They have they're having a sale right now, and all of their clearance is marked up to 60% off. So they just had a brand new markdown, and they just did that markdown I think like a day or so ago, and right now it's up to 60% off. However, I'm sure probably in about two or three weeks they might increase it to 70% off, but then again they might not. So if you want to catch that sale, you might want to go on out there sometime over the weekend and catch
that. I'll be out there tomorrow.
Yep, go right to the back. That's where all this stuff is. Go right to the back and look at their clearance rack, 60% off. And I love Limited clothes. I love.
And when did you say the Target stuff started? March 10th?
It's called Go International. And it's their designer collection. And it starts March 13th. And it's going to run from March 13th through April 10th. And after April 10th, they're going to reduce everything to clearance. But, of course, you know, you might not be able to find as much stuff, but you can always find stuff. If you did want to wait until after April 10th, like, you know, that's what the smart shoppers are going to do, you know, who can actually wait on this kind of stuff, they're going to wait until April 10th, and then if they don't find anything in stores, they're going to go online. Because that's exactly what I did with that. I don't know if you remember me talking about this a couple of weeks ago when I told you about the William Rast for Target collection,
mm-hmm.
and how it was
mm-hmm.
on sale, reduced 50% off. Well, I went online and got my leather jacket, and it was only $99. So they didn't have it in
too, right?
You know it, the day after yours. So
okay, so hint, both of us.
I know that's right. We need to start talking to Steven. He got to get us something for our birthday.
My birthday is March
20th. Yeah, it's after hours, Steven. It's not before.
Right, we have
so
a couple of weeks to work
on
yours.
Okay.
Right.
You talking about y'all?
It's really, I mean, God, look at the ego on this one, Ms. Parker. He's talking about himself. It's our birthday.
Right, and I mean, his is what, 2 weeks after ours?
Yeah, we'll think about you later on. Right now,
right.
So, you might want to go on out there and catch those little deals that I told you about. But don't forget about Scout Mob. And I haven't done a piece
Scout
on it yet on my website, but I'm definitely going to. Yeah, it's
can
Scout.
You say that someone in our chat room is asking about the website?
Okay, it's Scoutmob. So it's just like Scout, like Girl Scout, Boy Scout, and Mob.
Mob.com.
Great.
So, and just remember that you can, if you have a Droid or an iPhone, you can get that app and it'll go straight to your phone. Otherwise, once you get the email, like you sign up for their daily deals and they'll send you an email of their daily deals, and once you receive that email, you can text it to yourself. So that serves, that text on your phone serves as your coupon. So, and it's completely free. I'm so in love with
you. And you take that to the store,
what to do. You just take your phone, show it to the salesperson once you're getting rung up, and they will go ahead and discount your meal or your purchase or whatever it is that you're doing for that day. And just because they'll discount it 50%, and remember, just because it expires on a day, it's sort of like Groupon, with the exception of it's free. So just because you can no longer get it doesn't necessarily mean that the actual coupon expired. So
mm-hmm.
like today's deal is going to be lasting for one more hour and probably about another hour and a half. So you're still going to be able to use it. You can use it through April, but you can only get it today. So
right.
Yeah.
So if you know how Groupon works, then it's a similar thing.
Exactly, but I think these expire a little bit sooner than Groupon. You know, Groupon usually gives you a couple of months. I think this only gives you like 30 days. Sometimes it might give you maybe 3 months, but I haven't seen anything over that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay,
do you have anything else for us?
Nope, that's all I have for you.
That's
and you
good.
Can check me out on budgetshopaholic.com.
Thank you so much, as always.
All right.
Thank you,
ma'am. All right, we'll
see
talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. For more information about what she just discussed, go on our Facebook page. We'll have a link. We'll be right back.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing. So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573. Or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Rock.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. I'm your host, Stephen Knight.
And I'm your co-host, Ms. Parker. Please, people, please remember to like us on Facebook. We appreciate you. Listen to us every Friday. We appreciate your feedback. We look forward to hearing from you each and every Friday. Please like us on Facebook, The Stephen Knight Show. Follow us on Twitter, The Stephen Knight Show, S-H-O, each and every Friday. As you may already know, we post the questions of the day. Thank you for participating in that and for having our back. We appreciate you.
Well, this next segment, we'll be taking calls. The number is 718-664-6543. So if you have any questions for our guests, please call in. But as you know, spring and summer months are approaching us, and many of us are hitting the gym and starting diets, trying to get the body that we can show off to others. As for me, I had been working out for years. I really never saw a drastic change in my body until last year when I ran across gymjunkies.com that was then ran by Vic McGarry. The information on the website literally changed my life and the way that I worked out and dieted. Like many of us, Vic had been active all of his childhood, but once he began practicing law, the long hours affected both his physical fitness and the foods that he ate. But then finally he made the change, and he decided to change everything and turn everything around. Today, not only is he physically fit, but he has helped many people, including myself, achieve their lifetime fitness goals. Please help me welcome Vic McGarry. What's going on, Vic?
Hey, man, what's going on? Good to talk to you tonight.
Good. Thank you for being here. I know we had you waiting a little bit. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Just hanging out with my golden retriever, Coda, man. It's all good.
Yeah. I've seen your dog.
Thanks for being on the show, Vic.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, listen, I know that you fell in love with martial arts at the age of 10 after witnessing your grandfather teaching a class. Tell us about that.
Well, I mean, it's like, you know, all kids try to stumble into something, right? You know, I tried flag football and sucked. I tried soccer. I was terrible. And just, you know, one day I walk into this garage dojo, and it just clicked with me, man. I mean, I knew I was home from that moment on, and I haven't stopped since. So that's really all it was. I mean, we all have something we can stumble across. You know, maybe it's playing the piano. Maybe it's dance class. For me, it just happened to be martial arts.
Okay. Well, I know after graduating law school, you joined the military. You said to pay back student loans, which we all understand, the student loans.
Hell yeah.
But 3 years later, you find yourself participating in practicing law. But the long hours, they really affected your fitness and your diet. Tell us about that and the moment that you knew that something had to change.
Well, I'll tell you, man, the moment was I actually couldn't get out of bed one day. I mean, I was just like that depressed. I mean, that's the exact word, what it was. I called off work that day. I slept in till like noon. And finally, I was just like, you know what? This has got to change. And I got up and just punished myself basically in my backyard, dragging around an old tire and doing all kind of crazy exercises from back, you know, in the Army days. And it was the first time I felt alive in years, you know, really. I mean, and that was kind of like the spur to everything that's happened after that.
So then in 2002, you opened your own martial arts and fitness gym that you managed full-time. At that point, well, you were doing it in the evenings because you're still practicing law all the time. And then 2006 is when you stopped practicing law to manage it full-time. What was it that made you make that decision, okay, I'm going to stop law for a while and do this gym?
Well, it just became too much to handle. What really happened, I mean, not to get into too much detail and eat up a bunch of your airtime, but I had to change facilities. You know, I started in a really small place, and it was also a very not a good place. You know, it had sewage backups, leak in the ceiling, you know, all that kind of stereotypical first place. And, you know, my clients, my customers were hanging on due to me promising them, hey, at the end of the lease, we're going to move. And at the end of the lease, I did move, but I moved to a huge facility. I literally moved from a 1,600 square foot facility to an 8,000 square foot facility.
Wow.
And that just entailed, you know, so many other things. I had to get employees for the first time. I was running three or four classes a night simultaneously. It required a whole lot of marketing, a whole lot of administrative duties. And basically, I was working 14-hour days just on the martial arts and fitness business. So law practice had to go.
So I guess your passion was more with the martial arts and the fitness as opposed to law?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, man. You know, I went to law school, the same reason a lot of people go to law school or go to college, or, you know, that's because that's the right thing to do. You know, it may or may not be your true passion, but, you know, everyone says, oh, no, you've got to have that backup plan. You got to have your education.
Yeah.
I mean, looking back on life, I mean, I'm glad the experiences it gave me, I certainly draw on that, but at the same time, it truly wasn't the path that I should have been on from the get-go.
I understand that. I get that. Well, let's switch gears to fitness. Now, in your opinion, what are some of the common mistakes that people make when they're trying to achieve that body they want?
Number one is diet. Diet is key. I don't care if you're trying to gain weight, put on muscle, lose weight, get lean, get that, you know, Hollywood six-pack abs, whatever it is.
Right.
Diet is 80% of the ball game, and that's the part people don't want to confront because everyone wants to eat that pizza, everyone wants to drink that beer, but the bottom line is it's not going to get you to where you want to go, so you have to make your choice. And the choice has to be lots of vegetables, some lean meats, a little bit of fruit, a small amount of nuts, and that's pretty much it. You stick to that, you're going to get your goal.
Okay. Well, you know, one thing for me, because I basically last year, you know, like I said, I've been working out for years, and I said that I never really got that body that I wanted. And then I just Googled one day, workout programs, whatnot. I came across gymjunkies.com. And you had a lot of different programs on there depending on what your goal was. Like if you wanted to build muscle, if you wanted to lose weight, if you wanted to, you know, and I tried to get stronger. And, you know, I did the strength training one at first. And then I kept seeing the ad for your 31-day program, the fitness program.
Right.
And at first I was like, well, you got to pay for that. You know, I'll do the free stuff. but I got to the point
where
I got to the point where I became frustrated. Well, not frustrated, but I was like, okay, well, I've done the other ones. Let me see what this is about. And that was the biggest investment for me. And it really impressed me with the workout. I remember what I couldn't believe was how short the workouts were. You know, before I was in the gym for an hour and a half, 2 hours, 2.5 hours, four times a week. But with your program, I was in the gym literally for, like, the most 45 minutes. Tell us what's the importance of the short, intense workout.
Okay, here's the thing. If you can get on a treadmill, read a magazine, and watch Oprah, you are definitely not putting your body in the state that it needs to increase its fitness capacity. I mean, you're not. To improve your fitness, regardless of your goal, you have to push outside of your comfort zone. It's like anything else. You know, you want to build your business. You have to do things that are outside of what you're currently doing, things that make you a little uncomfortable. You want to get better in school, your education. You have to learn things that are outside of your current grasp.
Yeah.
That treadmill trot watching Oprah is not going to cut it.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
And to put yourself in that metabolic state where your body fat is going to drop down to, you know, where you're getting those abs and whatnot, you have to push hard, man. I mean, like, I used to use a phrase with my clients where I'd say, you will question the survivability of this session. You know, you
will. Yes, you will.
Be like, oh, my God, that was only 10 minutes? Are you kidding me?
I know. That's what surprised me because you're like, okay. I remember, like, when you first start off and it's only, like, 25, 30 minutes. And I'm thinking, did I do enough? But by the time, is that going to be enough? But by the time you finish, you're like, okay. I can't do
that
anymore. I can't do anymore. So about in the 31-day fitness, there were some things that I had to eliminate from my diet. Like I love cheese, you know, and a lot of dairy stuff. And I know that you encourage, if all possible, to kind of remove yourself from the dairy. But you know what, I found out that once I completed the program and I got the results that I wanted, to this day, and I did this last year, to this day, I don't have cheese in my eggs. I don't have, you know, certain things that I kind of stepped away from, you know.
Right.
How do you think that people can – well, first talk about the foods in general that people should really stay away from if they're trying to lose weight.
This is my theory on it, and it's not a unique theory. I mean, you can Google paleo diet if anyone out there wants to, but, I mean, it just makes a whole lot of sense from a common sense standpoint, and that is, what could we eat before technology? And within
right.
technology, I'm also considering agriculture, you know, farming. What could we eat prior to that? I mean, you had to find it yourself. You had to hunt it or gather it, and that was it.
Yeah.
You know, and you also had to consider the tools at the time. You could not process grains. You could not process corn. You could not process
yeah.
even rice, even potatoes.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't have pots to boil them in. So what did that leave
mm-hmm.
you? It left you with lots of vegetables, meat, fruit, nuts, and that's
mm-hmm.
it. I mean,
that's
it. If you stick to that diet, your body composition is going to go exactly where it's supposed to. I mean,
yeah,
we have people that
yeah.
follow the 31-day fat loss cure and don't even do the workouts. All they do is follow the diet, and they drop 20
yep.
pounds in a month.
Mm-hmm. I had one I started doing it, guy I work out with, he decided he wanted to do it too, but his schedule at the time was a lot busier than mine. He was not working out, but he was doing the eating, and he lost 11 pounds in 2 weeks just on the eating alone. You know,
yeah,
so once
you
go in the gym, it really, yeah, yeah. Wow. So, after you've hit these goals, you've done the 31-day program or any of the different programs you have, you've done it and you've hit your goals, how do you maintain it?
Well,
I think that's the hardest part.
I don't think it's so much the maintenance as it is you have to come to terms with your own, I guess, lifestyle, for lack of a better term, okay? You have to be
okay.
really honest with yourself. Do I walk around at 8% body fat all the time? Hell no.
Right,
I like pizza.
Right, yeah.
I like beer, you know. I mean,
yeah,
and I'm going to have
yeah,
it every once
exactly.
in a while on the weekend, you know. But at the same time, I'm always within five pounds of being, you know, at that six-pack
yeah,
abs,
yeah.
you know. Give me 3 weeks and I can get there.
Okay.
And I'm very content with that. And I think you have to make that kind of peace with yourself. Where are you happiest?
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
not happiest at 8% body fat. I'm not, you know, not
right.
for a long
no,
time.
No, exactly.
You know, I get grumpy and whatnot. You know, I'm happier right around 12%, you know.
Right, exactly.
So you have to kind of find that middle ground where you are healthy. And there's a big difference between health and fitness. There really is. Just
mm-hmm.
because you're fit does not necessarily mean you're healthy.
Right,
you
exactly.
also have to you know, coordinate that with your lifestyle, and you know, those goals, sometimes you have to make concessions here and there, and
uh-huh.
that's everyone's personal preference. I really think it is. But I mean, to kind of give you a more, I guess, specific answer, I like to follow the 80-20 rule, but not until you hit your ideal weight. You know, I say suck it up,
right.
follow the diet to the letter until you get
mm-hmm.
to your ideal weight. Once you get there, you know, 80% of the time you follow the diet. 20%
right.
of the time,
mm-hmm.
hey, you know what? I'm not saying never eat birthday cake again. You know, I'm
definitely right,
not
yeah,
saying that.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely saying lock it down
yeah.
till you hit that ideal
right.
weight. Lock it down.
Yeah, and that's what I was telling my friends who was thinking about doing it. I don't know if I can do that. It's 4 weeks, 31 days. And I said, well, for yourself, you know what I'm saying? Have that willpower for yourself to say, I want to do this, I can do this, get there. And you'll be amazed that once you hit the 4 weeks, how it wasn't really all that hard, and you'll incorporate a lot of the things that you did then in your everyday, you know, at once you achieve that. So, well, I know
anyone can do
gym.
Anything. 31
yeah.
days, man. Anyone can do anything for 31 days.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not a long time. It's not a long time
no.
at all. Well, I know you're not at Gym Junkies anymore, but you still have articles and information on there. Is that correct?
GymJunkies.com is still up as far as all the old articles and videos that I posted. It's still up there for people to access, but we are now moving everything to 31dayfatlosscure.com, and that's the number,
okay.
31, 31dayfatlosscure.com. If you go there, you know, there'll be different buttons to hit that'll take you to basically a sales page for the product, but there also
right.
is spots for you to sign up for the email notification of when new blog
mm-hmm.
posts go up, and that's totally
yeah.
free. You know, no charge at all for that. And you know, we put out blog posts twice a week now, and it's
yeah.
going really well.
Yeah, I know. And you sent out email, and I guess that's going towards the blog, but those really help too. You know, because I think that when you're trying to, you know, do a goal or whatnot, and then you get that email reminder,
you know, kind of motivate you, because you give great tips in the email message that I know that I get, you know, even today. So give us the website one more time.
31dayfatlosscure.com, and that's the number 31, 31dayfatlosscure.com.
And you said that, I know when I was doing it, you said that, especially for those who want to lose weight, that if you do it right, you can almost guarantee you'll lose at least 10 pounds. Is that correct?
Well, in fact, we do guarantee that. I mean, there is a no-hassle guarantee. I mean, if you do purchase the programs, anyone out there listening, and you're not happy for whatever reason, I mean, you don't like my picture in the e-book, I don't care. Just email me back and let me know, and I'll give you your money back. It's really that simple. I personally process all refunds myself. I personally respond to all email questions myself still, even though we've sold over 14,000 copies now in just the last 6 months.
I know when I did it last year, I did it last July to August, and I remember I hadn't been home to see my family since like earlier that year, and they saw me and said, "Wow, what have you been doing?" You know, they were shocked, and I remember because I was such a skeptic, because I'm like, okay, they want you to buy this, you know, whatever. I love Gym Junkies, but I'm not paying for that. But then finally, when I did it. And it's not expensive, but when I did it, it was literally life-changing information in there. It was life-changing information. So I thank you personally for that website and for the programs that you have on there, because they're achievable and they're not that hard to do. You know, I think, like you said, anyone can do it. Anyone can do it, especially for 31 days. Yeah.
Anyone can do it, and anyone who does get the program and has questions along the way, because everyone always has special circumstances, you know, whether it's a bad knee or it's a food allergy or whatever it is, all they have to do is email me at help@31dayfatlosscure.com. Like I said, I still respond to all email personally, almost always within 48-hour turnaround time. And, you know, I take care of my people. I really appreciate them.
Yeah, you do. Because I remember I sent you an email on Facebook, asked you a question about something, and you responded to me, you know, that same day. And I hadn't even signed up for a 31-day thing, so, you know, you do definitely take care. I know Ms. Parker has a question for you. Go ahead, Ms. Parker.
Hey, Vic. I'm about 135 pounds. I'm trying to get down 10 pounds. I only have about a week to kind of get some improvement. I do plan on
signing up. What do you got, a wedding coming up or a vacation?
I do plan on signing up for your 31 days plan.
Yeah.
But, no, it's actually my birthday, and I'm trying to get into an outfit. So can you help me out?
I can. You know, one of the things that we have in the as an option for the 31-day fat loss cure program is a platinum program that includes a 7-day emergency fat loss program.
That's what I have, an emergency.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of people do that. A lot of people, you know, they procrastinate because they've got a beach vacation coming up or a wedding or a birthday with a hot outfit, whatever it may be. And you're just like, oh, man, you know, I got so much else going on. And the next thing you know, you're a week out. What are you going to do? There are some things you can do that, you know, may sound extreme but really aren't that extreme, especially if you don't do it over the long term. You may want to do some quick Google research on intermittent fasting. I would definitely recommend experimenting with that probably twice over a 7-day period. And all that.
I'm sorry,
what
is it?
Intermittent fasting. That just means that you know what a fast is. You go for a period of time without eating, but the intermittent portion of it means it's not a very extended period of time. It's usually say you stop eating at 7 p.m., you know, right after dinner, and then you don't eat again until maybe lunch the next day. Basically, you skip breakfast.
Oh, okay.
But you would still work out first thing in the morning. Maybe a short, intense workout, maybe like, you know, as many burpees as you can do in 10 minutes, and that'd be it, you know, but you do it on an empty stomach. And the theory behind that is that your body, I mean, not to get too much into the mumbo jumbo and the process of it, but your body stores energy in a format called glycogen, and that's basically just unused food that you've eaten. I mean, that's not quite as technical as it should sound, but basically what I'm trying to say is whenever you don't eat for a while, your storage of the glycogen is likely to be lower. Therefore, your body will have to use body fat as its energy source, and therefore reduce your body fat levels. So that's kind of the theory behind it. And then you can also throw in 2-a-day workouts in there a couple times. But again, you have to, if you were to work out, let's just say, for example, on a normal day, you would work out for 40 minutes. Well, instead of working out 40 minutes at once, work out 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes in the evening. That split will help ramp your metabolism and will quite possibly help you get into that dress in 7 days.
And should that workout be weights and cardio? Or I mean, I work out every day, but I do mostly cardio.
I would throw out any semblance of long, slow cardio. I mean, if you're doing a treadmill trot, it is – unless this is what I like to tell people. Unless you're getting some sense of mental, emotional, or spiritual clarity from it, unless you really enjoy doing it, don't do it. Just don't do it. Sprint instead of doing the long, slow cardio. You know, if you want to get on the treadmill, do intervals. You know, sprint as hard as you can for 30 seconds, rest for 30 seconds. Repeat that cycle until you can't do it anymore. And if you're doing it properly, you're not going to be able to do it for longer than 12 to 15 minutes. I mean, probably only 8 to 10 minutes if you're really pushing it. That's going to be better for you from a fat loss perspective than even 45 minutes of the long, slow cardio. It really is.
And that was the thing for me, because I remember when I used to work out, you know, prior to the information that I had from you, that I used to do 20 minutes on the elliptical and then do my weights. But what I've done now, I start doing sprints, you know, sprints. And that really, I mean, and I see people, because I remember when I, you know, I was a novice reading the information, and you were saying that a lot of people who spend long times on the treadmill and ellipticals and whatnot, they're just wasting their time. And I was that person that was wasting my time in the gym, you know. But now I feel like when I go to the gym, I'm having great workouts, and you really feel it. You see the change. I mean, it doesn't take long at all to get the change that you want. That's why I was really impressed.
It can't take long. I mean, with the requisite energy output that you need, you cannot physically sustain it that long. I mean, unless you're like a professional athlete or something. I mean, 10 to 20 minutes is tops. I mean, you should be spent. That's how hard you should be pushing it.
You're almost dizzy when you first start. You're like, wow.
Dizzy, slightly nauseous. That's when you know you're in the right place, man.
Now, one other thing. I know that our time goes over, but you stress on the 31-day about carbs. You said only have carbs really before or after a workout. Is that correct?
If you're going to eat them, immediately post-workout is the time to do it. The longer I train clients, the longer I train myself, I really think that's unnecessary. I mean, I really do. But, you know, some people, they feel like they have to hang on to it, and so if you have to hang on to it, that's the time to do it. But watch your quantity. I mean, definitely – you know, keep this quantity small, and by small, I mean absolutely no more than the size of your clenched fist if you're going to have you know, potatoes or pasta immediately after your workout, and ideally a lot less than that. Your body doesn't need it. Go ahead.
Does that include brown rice?
Yes, it does. That includes
everything
you could think of, all your grain sources. That include bread, that include pasta, rice, even potatoes, dairy. I'd throw dairy in there as well. Like I said, your diet doesn't have to be complicated. You know, you don't count calories on the 31-day program ever. You just keep your intake to lots of vegetables, some lean meats, some fruit, small amount of nuts, and that's it. And, you know, that's not as hard as it sounds. I mean, a typical day for me, if I can break down my menu for you real quick, is like in the morning I'll have 2 eggs scrambled with asparagus, green pepper, and onion. I'll have a snack a couple hours after that, an apple, a few almonds. Lunch will be a big spinach salad with some grilled chicken. Another snack after that, maybe half a grapefruit and some walnuts. And then dinner, I'll have you know, some grilled steak with broccoli. And there you go. I mean, there's your whole menu. It's not that hard.
And the one thing I will say for me in doing the 31-day was I wasn't really hungry. You know, I mean, you eat throughout the day. You're eating more, but it's just what you're eating.
Yeah, absolutely,
I wasn't hungry.
Man.
I remember Michelle, Ms. Park used to say, like, you're starving over there. Like, I wasn't really hungry, you know. I wasn't hungry when I was doing it. But it's a great program, and, you know, we're going to definitely have the link posted on our Facebook page so that everyone can check it out, because I'm telling you, if you want to, like, if you have something coming up in the next 30 days to, you know, 30, 60 days, this is the program for you. You can do it. It's only 31 days. It doesn't take long, and you'll be happy that you did it once you complete it.
So I know I was, and I'm actually on it now because my birthday's in a month.
So,
I'm on it now. I'm practicing what I preach. I'm on it now so I can be prepared for my birthday. So listen, Zig, I want to thank you again for being a guest on our show. Like I said, this information was life changing for me, changed the way that I in everything I did in terms of fitness and eating habits. So thanks again for your time. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Hey, thank you.
Okay.
Give me a call anytime.
Definitely.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
You too.
See you now.
For more information, again, please go on our Facebook page. Get that body that you've been always dreamed about because you can definitely get it done. And we'll be right back.
While you're sitting there on the couch, wondering what you're going to do today, grab that remote and turn your TV to MTV, your most popular way to stay on top of all music, shows, news, and movies. MTV is greatly known for their highly viewed shows such as MTV Cribs, Jersey Shore, The Grudge, 16 and Pregnant, Made, My Life is Liz, and many, many more. MTV also gives you the option to check out video premieres on your favorite artists such as Trey Songz, Nicki Minaj, Lil Wayne, and many more artists of your choice. Stay connected with MTV through your social media networks. Twitter, follow MTV. Facebook, www.facebook.com/MTV. MySpace, www.myspace.com/MTV. Also by MTV newsletters and podcasts. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. Now it's time to go on to Stephen's playlist. We receive music from people all over the country wanting to be featured during this segment. Each week we will select artists to play on our playlist. The playlist will be posted each Friday on our Facebook page so you'll know who the artists are and what the song titles are. Tonight our playlist features songs by Skip, C. Clear, Young Memphis, and more. Also throw another song from my older project. If you're interested in being featured on the Stephen Knight on Stephen's list, please email us at thestephennightshow@gmail.com. Attach one or two songs, your bio, and one or two promotional pictures. Also, the songs must be edited for radio, meaning no cursing. We look forward to hearing from you. The first song is by yours truly. It's a song called On Hold that was featured on my 2009 EP. Check it out and enjoy Stephen's playlist.
Leave a heart open. Yo, what it is? It's your boy Skip. We got one right here. I need all the ladies to stop doing what y'all doing and report to the dance floor immediately. This right here, man, I can't even say no more. I'm just gonna do what it do.
Come through, come through. Now that I found you, there's no letting go. I want you to be I know it when I see it. You're what I'm looking for. I know that you could be it. Now that I know what it feels like to be in love. Now that I can't get enough, enough of your time. All my life I've
but now I see that you don't mean the things that you say. Somehow my mind's playing tricks on me. Pick up the phone when I know that you're not there. It's easier for me to see you in my mind than to realize you don't care. I'm going a little crazy, hey. Mind's playing tricks on me. Pick up the phone when I know that you're not there. It's easier for me to see you in my mind than to realize you don't care. I'm going crazy, 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 crazy. I know I'm going just a little bit crazy, knowing that you're with somebody young in my mind. When I forget the time we spent, it's been so long ago, but then again it feels like yesterday. I wish that we could play and rhyme, and maybe just rewind the arguments and not be so intense. It wasn't having sense, but maybe I should get the grip. Fine. Going crazy. Up the phone when I know that you're not there. Easier for me to see you in my mind than to realize you don't care. I'm going crazy, crazy.
This is what it is, okay? I said, empty your mind, be formless, shapeless, like water. Now, you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now, water can flow, or it can crash. Be water, my friend. My
sensei to seafood, Simsy, my old school. New teacher, new rules, new reaper, not a clue. I'm the sleeper, I'm the dude who was gonna keep you on your toes. I'm the creeper, yes, the master and the seeker. I'm the water on the rocks, the H2O flow ox. And I'll be damned if you contain me, I won't stop. Can't even make it dope unless I'm sitting in your pot. And when I get hot, I rise to the top, in the form of a mist above the clouds where I sit. Then I'm tumbling down and I assist now. I'm everywhere from your shower to your sham wow. Native Americans would dance at the powwow. They threw parties for me, the spirit told them how important it was for me to come and rain down. So I came down, wipe away the pain now. And yeah, I be like water, let me explain how. H2O flow, just in case you didn't know. Ain't nobody really fire no more, because I'm dripping on them. I lubricate tracks, make it rain back. I'm that Brianna, you made back. Put out your fire and I can help you spit. I can run over mountains and jump off cliffs. I can float your boat and drown you with the tip. Cause when I'm cold, I'll be on that ice first shit. When I'm hot, I can burn you with them sticky grits. It still exists within the plant they're gonna heal you with. I can be ruthless, make your house ruthless. Strong enough to move it, sleep right through it. Any way I choose to use it, I can sit you in the tub, soothe it. It's so therapeutic. Or I can knock you back like I did blacks in the 60s with a water hose. I don't need a gap. I'm pure water with the minerals, I bring it back. You try to slaughter me with chemicals, but I subtract. Nothing can live without me, that's a known fact. Look at your globe, I am everywhere up on your map. H2O flow, just in case you didn't know. Ain't
substance. Give the world sustenance. So calm yet intense. I'm the fluid blueprint. People don't respect me, so I gotta take over. Dawning of the global warming, Earth to get a makeover. Mankind diminishing, the planet get replenished. Better start by building an ark or else you're finished. When we were slaves, our sons and our daughters used to sing the praise, telling us to wade in the water. But now you got people getting paid off the water. How can you charge me when God gave me the water? I'm the best thing to hydrate, a prince or a pauper. An irate primate, I counteract the scorcher with a little moisture. H2O flow style, Wing Chun water boy, practicing my tongue style. Welcome to water world, I'ma get it poppin'. It's the flash flood warning, this is lyrical aquatic. H2O flow, just in case you didn't know. Ain't nobody really fire no more, because I'm drippin' on them. I lubricate tracks, make it rain facts. I'm that Freon in your Maybach, homie really spittin' on them. The life giver and taker, earth shaper, alpha and omega, the beginning and the end. I tell you like Mr. Lee told me.
Be water, my friend.
Vic McGarry for his helpful information to all of our listeners, to Gennaro, Budget Shopaholic, Aaron, Chike, and of course, Ms. Parker. Everyone have a great weekend and God bless you.
Have a great weekend, everyone.